Okay, I think we need to move on to the next talk, which is entitled Physiological and Agronomical Effects of Application of Urea with MBPT and DCD on cotton grown under normal and high temperatures. The presenter is Eduardo Kawakami, and co-authors are Derek Osterhus and John Snyder.
Thank you for the introduction. And my name is Eduardo Kawakami, as I already mentioned in John Snyder's presentation. And this is actually my project, which is entitled Physiological and Agronomical Effect of Application of Urea with NBPT and DCD on cotton grow under normal and high temperatures. First, a quick overview. I will clarify what NBPT and DCD stands for. I will talk a little bit nitrogen in cotton and how NBPT and DCD relates to it. We give my hypothesis and objective. I will give a summary of my materials and methods, and the results sections are divided in physiological and agronomical measurements, and a summary and a quick conclusion. NBPT, N-butyltiosulfuric triamide, which is a urease inhibitor, basically inhibits urease hydrolysis, so decrease nitrogen loss by ammonia volatilization. DCD stands for dicyandiamide, which is a nitrification inhibitor, so inhibits nitrate formation in the soil, so decrease nitrogen loss by nitrate leaching or formation of nitrous oxide. So these two compounds are, it is basically the urea additive, which it is added to improve nitrogen use efficiency of crops. And it's important to do that because crops is known to have really low nitrogen use efficiency. Particularly in cotton, only 20 to 30% of the nitrogen applied is uptake by the crop. So 70 to 80% of the nitrogen that we apply is lost in the system. Another important aspect of improving nitrogen use efficiency is to decrease cost production, in which in cotton production, nitrogen recommendation corresponds to about 10% of the cost. And another important aspect of improving nitrogen use efficiency is regardless to the environment. So improving nitrogen efficiency, we could also decrease potential water contaminant by nitrate and also formation of nitrous oxide, which it is a greenhouse gas. And how that's going to work? Usually, when urea is surface applied, it is rapidly hydrolyzed to ammonia, in which it is a volatile gas. So basically, when you add NBPT to the system, so it inhibits urea hydrolysis, so it will give more time for the urea to be incorporated in the soil, either by irrigation effect, or rain event, or mechanization. And once urea is incorporated in the soil, this rapidly converts to ammonia, and this, by bacteria in the soil, is converted to nitrate by the nitrate reductase enzyme. And since nitrate has a negative charge, it can be leached to the water tables and contaminated. In the absence of oxygen, nitrate also can be denitrified for nitrous oxide, which is also a volatile gas. So when we add DCD to the system, this will maintain the nitrogen in the soil in the ammonium form, so which has a positive charge and can be held by the CEC. In cotton, only limited research has been done with NBPT, in which has shown to have some increase of nitrogen recovery, while DCD has some results in adequate rainfall condition, mainly done in the 80s, and also being reported to have some toxic effect above concentration of 15%. Along with that, little is known about the physiological effect of these compounds in the nitrogen simulation, and also how this additive is going to work in stress conditions. So my objective is to evaluate the performance of these two additives, which urea fertilizer, on the physiology and growth of cotton under normal and high temperature conditions. So the hypothesis is that when we apply urea with NBPT and DCD, we increase nitrogen recovery or efficiency of cotton, of nitrogen in cotton, in that with super rates we could maintain cotton growing yield to the equal level of the full recommended nitrogen application. And also we expect that high temperature is going to affect negatively all the measurement proposed. So my materials method was done with five treatments. Treatment one was done treatment control with a zero rate of nitrogen. Treatment two was the full recommended nitrogen application with urea. Treatment three was 75% of the full recommended rate with urea. Treatment four was 75% of the full recommended rate with agrotank, which basically is urea with NBPT. and 3.5, 75% of fully recommended rate with SuperU, which has NVPT, DCD, which is real. And it was divided in two chambers with day temperature, one growth chamber set to the day temperature of 30, and another one set to 38 Celsius. A little bit more of materials and methods, we use the cultivar Stoneview 4454. We use 2 liter pots from a soil from Marianne, Arkansas. And the nitrogen was split applied, half at pre-plant and half at first square stage. The growth chambers were set at 12 hour photoperiod with relative humidity of 70%. And we used a complete randomized design with two factor and 5 replications. And mean comparisons was done with LSD with alpha level 0.05. Move on to the physiological measurements. In the leaf, we measure nitrate reductase, glutamine synthetase, and look in the ovary, we measure glutathione reductase, which is antioxidant enzyme, and can be used as a stress indicator of the plant. And also we measure NADPH activity, which is enzyme responsible for cell expansion, and also seed development in the ovary. And also we measure protein content. So this is just an illustration of how nitrogen is assimilated in the plant. So here we have the soil with the nitrate and ammonium. So this is uptake in the root by the roots and can be assimilated to amino acid and protein. And this either can be used in the roots or can be translocated for the shoots. And one important aspect of for the nitrogen to be assimilated in the roots is that photosynthesis in the shoots needs to be in the perfect condition in which needs to yield carbon skeleton, such as alpha-glutaglutarate, which needs to be translocated to the roots in order for the nitrogen to be assimilated in the roots. Another aspect is that nitrate can be translocated to the shoots in the same way that is done in the roots, can be reduced to ammonia by nitrate reductase. And ammonia can be incorporated in the glutamine, which can yield glutamate, proline, arginine, ornithine, and also alanine and aspartate. Excuse me. Another important aspect is that under stress or senescence, protease enzyme might be active, so can degrade some of the proteins to amino acid and ammonia, in which glutamine synthetase has an important role in recycling this ammonia that's yield from this degradation. So this point of the presentation will clarify for you that all my bar graph in this illustration, it is the red bar graph, it is a comparison of the temperature effect, and the green bar graph is a mean comparison of the nitrogen treatment. So look at the glutamine synthetase effect, we only see a temperature effect, which high temperature has significant higher activity of glutamine synthetase compared to normal temperature. There's a lot of explanation for that, but one case of that might be that under high temperature, some protease enzyme might be more active, so degrade some of the proteins, so they will have more ammonia, in which needs to be incorporated into amino acid, again recycled by glutamine synthetase. Looking at the nitrate reductase enzyme, we saw a treatment effect, in which the control treatment, which the fertilizing treatment, had significant higher activity of the enzyme compared to the fertilizer treatment. And since we are measuring the leaf, one of the explanations for that is that since the plant is nitrogen deficient, so photosynthesis in the plant was not working well, so the carbon skeleton could not be translocated to the roots, so nitrate would need to go up to the shoots. So that's why the explanation that in the control treatment might be higher in the leaf compared to the fertilizer control. Looking at the NADPH activity, we have seen a temperature effect in which high temperature has significantly lower activity of the NADPH activity. So this could give us an indication why under high temperature condition, cotton crops tend to yield lower yields. Looking at the glutamine synthetase, there was a treatment effect in which the control treatment has significantly higher activity of the enzyme compared to the fertilizer treatments. So since the plant was nitrogen deficient, there was in more stress condition, so we expect to have more antioxidant enzymes. Look at the protein content, we have seen a temperature effect and a treatment effect. And look at the protein content, the high temperature had significantly higher protein compared to the normal temperature. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, we have seen that the control treatment had lower proteins compared to the fertilizer treatment, but there was no significant difference among the fertilizing treatments. Move on to agronomical measurements. We measure dry matter, just the aerial fraction. Measure nitrate uptake, which basically we took nitrogen concentration and multiply by dry matter. And at the end of the experiment, we also measure the soil nitrogen reserve, we measure nitrate and ammonium on the soil that was left at the end of the experiment. We also measure nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency, just for the estimation, by the different method, which basically we took the nitrogen content of the treatment of interest minus nitrogen content of the unfertilized control, divided by the N applied, multiplied by 100. So look up the dry matter, we had a significant temperature and treatment effect, in which the high temperature compared to normal temperature had significant higher production of dry matter. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, full year had the highest dry matter production, agrotain and superior had the second highest, they were significantly lower than the full year, but they were higher than urea 75. So this is just an illustration, a photo of the experiment. So we have untreated control, which was significantly lower, urea, 75% of the full recommended rates, agrotain 75 and superior 75. Looking at the nitrogen uptake, we have seen a temperature and a treatment effect, in which looking at the temperature comparison, we had high temperature uptake more nitrogen than the normal temperature. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, Furia had the highest nitrogen uptake, agrotain and superior had the second highest, they were significantly lower than Furia, but they were significantly higher than urea 75. So at the end of the experiment, we measured the soil nitrogen reserve, and we measured nitrate and ammonium, and we have seen only a nitrate effect in which only there was only a significant temperature effect. Looking at the effect, we have seen the high temperature has significantly lower amount of nitrate. So since the plants are in the high temperature condition, the stomach to conduce might be higher, so there's a higher transpiration flux, in which might be causing a higher uptake of nitrate. So the nitrogen fertilization use efficiency estimation, we have seen a temperature effect and also treatment effect. Looking at the temperature effect, we have seen that high temperature had a higher nitrogen use fertilizer use efficiency compared to the treated control. Looking at the nitrogen treatment comparison, agrotain superior, they were highest nitrogen use efficiency. They were not significantly different from each other, but they were superior than urea and also urea 75. Looking at the summary, we have seen that MBPT has shown addition of an MBPT to urea fertilizer shown some effect, in which compared with the urea, we have seen a nitrogen rate with urea had equal amounts of protein, lower dry matter production, lower nitrogen uptake, but had higher nitrogen use efficiency. But the important aspect here is that the dry matter and nitrogen uptake of addition of an MBPT was higher than urea 75% alone. We also seen that MBPT performance was not influenced by temperature, since we did not see any interaction of the measure that we proposed. And we have seen that high temperature mainly increased nitrogen uptake, so which might explain why I had high protein, high dry matter, and higher nitrogen use efficiency, and also temperature decreased in ADPA activity and increased glutamine synthetase. And in this experiment, we don't see any significant effect of DCD, addition of DCD in urea fertilizer. So in conclusion, use of NBPT result in increased nitrogen fertilizer use efficiency independent of temperature condition. The addition of DCD to urea fertilizer did not have any effect on this experiment. And we conclude that when using urea with NBPT, a higher rate than 75% of the full recommended nitrogen should be considered in order to optimize and cotton grow. So thank you, and I will be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you.